Back to the Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
How can I ever change things that I feel if I could?
Immigration will continue to be the number one issue or the number two issue when we go to the polls in November. There are only two issues in America today, really. Those issues are the economy and immigration. Those are the two issues, period. And they are closely related because immigration, illegal immigration specifically, fueled by companies that want cheap labor and a lot of it, especially when you look out across the playing field right now and you see that there's a huge demand for workers and not enough workers to fill it. Therefore, the cost of employees is going up. So the idea of cheap labor, still very attractive. And of course, the left wants new voters and the right wants cheap labor, at least companies do. Rachel Bovard here, Senior Policy Director at Conservative Partnership. Two pathways on immigration, Rachel. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So as you look at everything here, we didn't get amnesty in the past few days. We came close, but the Republicans didn't buckle yet. Where are we on this conversation? Where are we headed?
So the House is scheduled to vote today on two bills. The first is the Goodlatte bill, which I think we've discussed before, but basically just gives legal work status to the 700,000 DACA recipients in exchange for a ton of border security measures. That's bill number one. And then the second bill is this Ryan consensus proposal, which is getting a lot of attention because it basically gives a path to citizenship for 1.8 million people on top of some squishy border security provisions. It does fund the president's wall. We are trying to get the latest version of the text to see if that would be a permanent funding or something that, you know, can be rescinded. But those votes are going to occur today, and it is going to be a wild ride.
Well, will either of these bills pass? That's the real question, because the Democrats will support nothing. The Democrats want, I mean, let's be honest, when it comes to separating families at the southern border, the Democrats are very, very concerned about the mothers. Not the mothers of the children being separated from their families, but mothers in places like Kalamazoo and Peoria and Jacksonville that vote, that see this as very upsetting, and therefore the Democrats want this in front of moms all day long that they hope they can persuade to vote for them come November. They don't care about what really goes on at the border, I don't believe. And so the Democrats will support nothing, right or wrong.
I think that's right, although the Ryan bill has been getting a lot of attention this week. The leadership has been whipping it. The president has been on Capitol Hill, as has Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They are working this issue. I don't think either one is going to pass, but it's getting a lot of attention, and I think it's going to be very close. They are very trying to get Democrats on board for this.
But clearly the Goodlatte bill is the preferable option, so it'll have no chance and no Democrats.
No, that's absolutely right. That is a head pat, I think, to conservatives to say, well, hey, we tried without really actually trying.
Right, because they don't really knuckle down and say, here's what we promised. Because if you go back to 2016, every man and woman running for office as a Republican, just about, with very few exceptions, we will have border security. We will do this and this. And that was one of the key things. Whether they liked Donald Trump or stood with him or thought he was going to win, doesn't matter. They still promised the same thing. We will get our border security under control, and a lot of those folks have weaseled out, quite frankly, of their obligation to keep their promises to the voters that supported them.
I think that's the critical issue here. A lot of these, as you said, a lot of these members ran on ending Obama's illegal executive amnesty on top of funding border security, ending chain migration, all of these issues. These are decades-long promises that Republicans now have a chance to keep. And they are punting on this issue once again. They're getting caught up in the politics. And I think what's frustrating for a lot of conservatives is that the issues that they've been running on are 80% issues. They have huge support across the country, and yet Republicans, yet again, refuse to address this issue.
Well, again, let's go right to the heart of the matter is this, Rachel, and I truly believe this. Democrats believe that they have a whole new group of voters, potentially, if illegals come here and they get citizenship, good Lord, they'll all vote for Democrats. At least that's the belief. And the Republicans, a lot of the big businesses, let's be honest, they need cheap labor. They need people that can get things done, and they want the cheap labor to continue. So and all of these folks are finding ways to fund campaigns and get political action committees going. And this, so it's all dirty, Rachel. It's dirty, period.
I do think you're touching on an issue that doesn't get a lot of attention, which is that the legal immigration process needs reform because it touches on all those issues that you're referring to. Obviously, we don't, you know, Republicans don't support amnesty and have been standing against that for years. Hopefully, they maintain that today. But the migrant labor, the ag visas, all those things are tied up in the legal immigration process, which also gets no attention in this debate. This is an issue that has been successfully demagogued by Republicans and Democrats without actually solving the problem. And I think this is where conservatives always make the point, when we face bills with amnesty, this isn't solving the problem. We are just incentivizing more people to come here and putting a Band-Aid on an issue without addressing the, you know, scope of the problem. And I think that's where you find Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and a lot of these conservatives in the House saying, we really need to work on these larger issues before we just, you know, instead of just dumping amnesty on a bunch of people.
Yeah, some Republicans don't want amnesty. I don't think it's true across the board. Rachel Bavard here, Senior Policy Director at Conservative Partnership. Rachel, I'll be honest with you. I think some of these feckless weasels are more than happy to pad their campaign chest, their war chest, financially, and say, oh, you know, it's good. I'll support whatever you want. Well, what do they care? They're going to K Street when it's over anyway. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you're not wrong. I don't know if I can use the phrase feckless weasels, but yes, there are people in Congress that have campaigned on
just
an issue that
me.
They have no intention of keeping that promise.
Yeah, just quote me. You can. Well, Gruber says they're feckless weasels. I'm not saying it, but that's what Gruber said. Just use it that way, and then you give attribution. You're clean. You're good to go.
Fair enough. I'll take
Rachel,
it from the expert.
There you go. Rachel, you're always a great guest. Good having you here. I'm sure the conversation will continue, and we'll watch what happens today and see if they move the needle. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
There you have it. All right. It's 25 after. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, please listen up. Every unfiled tax return, an unanswered letter from the Internal Revenue Service, it impacts your life and your rights. And believe it or not, you do have rights. You have a chance to stand up and be heard and fight back. Please do. But do it with Chris McClatcher. He's a Michigan man, 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner to find out more. Fresh Start Tax Solutions at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.